Let's pick on rain next. Would you move the mic in her direction there, Relina? There you go.
None of us want disease and pain, but disease and pain are often caused by what we want. Did you pick this up for me?
No, it was random.
Ryan, can you read that one more time?
None of us want disease and pain, but disease and pain are often caused by what we want.
Oh.
Right.
And I think what that means is, if I didn't want to be a part of the molecule, if I didn't want to be more spiritual, if I didn't want to be something greater than I currently am right now, I probably wouldn't have the issues that I have right now, because I would be willing to accept myself as less than I am. But because I want something greater, I have to struggle through the pain of stopping myself from having that something greater, which I would not have to endure if I didn't want something greater. If I was able to just settle for the life that I had, accept the husband that was truly beneath me, accept a smaller life, then I probably would not have any need for disease and pain. But knowing that there's going to be a molecule, knowing that there is spiritual greatness, love and power and light available, and I want to be a part of it, I have caused my own reason for self-sabotage. My desires have caused me to self-sabotage. Wouldn't have that need if I didn't have desires.
Well, interesting take. Mm-hmm. When I wrote that, I was kind of thinking of children, you know, as children want all kinds of things that are not good for them. Mm-hmm. They love sweet stuff that isn't, and junk food that isn't very good for them. So if you just let them have everything they want, then pretty soon they'll get bad teeth and illnesses and things wrong with them, and it's caused by what they want. They want the bad food that's not good for them, so they wind up suffering disease and pain because of what they wanted. And this often happens to us in life, is that we want all kinds of... Our wants are divided. We want... Say we want free time and we want make lots of money, but on the other hand, if you want to make lots of money, you're not going to have a lot of free time. So your wants are often divided, and so you have to kind of figure out how to combine your wants with what you really want to happen, so that what you want to happen does happen, and put your wants and desires in place so that they don't interfere with what you want. Okay, good thought. Any more comments on that idea?
I think a lot of times pain and disease comes from, you know, things that have happened in your life that you want it to be different. You know, I wished my father hadn't abused me. I wished I would have taken that other job. I wish, and your wants, you know, I wanted it to be different, or I didn't want him to do this, or I did want to do that. I should have, would have, could have. And the more you dwell on it, if it can interfere with your health, because you wanted things to be different, but they never will be different.
No, and the Course in Miracles makes an interesting statement around there that it says, joy is our natural existence. If we are able to live in this state, we'll never be ill. So I thought that was kind of an interesting idea. And the fact that what you were saying there, where you're complaining about things not being the way you want, when you're complaining like that, you can't be in a state of joyousness, you know. To be in a state of joyousness, you have to be in a state where you think, you know, everything is cool. Everything is going my way. If you just about have to be thinking that way to be in a state of really ecstasy where you're thinking really positive about things. Yeah, there's a lot of things around, a lot of interference we manufacture in our life that causes us to not only not have health, but prosperity, good relationships, all these things are the product of science, really, spiritual science, we could say. Okay, really good, Lorraine. Let's move on to, let's go to Ed here.
One thing while I'm moving this that Rain said was sabotage. And I think that it is easy to sabotage what you really want and what you desire because of Wayne. Okay, y'all knew Wayne.
Yeah.
He was always late. Always.
Yes, so
I
he's late.
Him, as a matter of fact, we'd tell him it was a half an hour later than it was, so he would be on time when we had to go. So I had a talk with him, and I says, Wayne, why are you always late? And he goes, well, I think it's the rush I get, the adrenaline rush that I get because I'm going to be late, so I got to hurry, and oh my gosh, and he likes that feeling.
Yeah, it's the dopamine.
So he sabotages being late every time so that he will get that rush. So I think people have a tendency to sabotage themselves so that they don't always get what they want because they like that adrenaline or that anticipation.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Wayne and I did a lot of sales together, and when we were working with books, I made appointments for him for a period of time. And when I made an appointment for him, he was always almost an hour late. And it sometimes ruined the sale.
Oh.
And I thought, well, you know, he's almost an hour late, so what I'll do is if the meeting appointment is at 8, I'll tell him it's at 7. And that just worked like clockwork after that. What was funny, he never realized what I was doing. Things went really smooth, and he didn't understand why it was going so smooth.
He got his adrenaline rush.
But it worked out just perfect. I gave him a whole extra hour.
Bizarre.
You know, I've heard people that have ADD, they need that rush, that adrenaline or dopamine, to get to the point or get to the project. And so they'll put everything off to the last minute, and it creates that tension so that they'll follow through. And I see that with this guy right here.
Except I'm not late. I'm right on time.
No, I don't mean that. I'm talking about stuff you need to get done. You put off to the last minute.
Yeah.
And then, boom, he gets it done. But it's like, come on, dear, we got to go.
The movie started.
Yes. Maybe I'm ADD too.
You might be, yeah.
Already. Okay, Mr. Ed?
Well, it's my opportunity, isn't it? It says, the opportunity that lies before you, here and now, may never come again, so look, see, and act while there is still time. And that's true in one sense, but when you consider the law of cycles, many things reoccur. But I do believe that, like the hierarchy often says of humanity, We're just too lazy. We don't take advantage of the opportunities that the energy of life has provided us. And the world could be farther ahead if each one of us would focus on the teachings that have been placed for humanity for all the ages. The truth is out there. There's nothing that we're talking about that isn't some way been said before.
Yeah.
So, have we taken advantage of it? Do we believe what we've been taught?
Yeah, the trouble is there's more out there than we could learn in a lifetime, isn't there? So we kind of got to be selective a little bit. But
it's, the simple truth is, as man thinketh, so is he.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been said, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Well, that's the law of karma. There's nothing new. It's just that we didn't accept it before, so we want someone to keep telling us something new. We're always looking for something new. But you won't have really what you expect unless you've totally taken advantage of what you've already been given.
Well, you know, you remember the book that was a great bestseller, The Secret?
Yeah.
That was just a reformatting of Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, but she just put everything in a different way of saying it. And, well, nothing in it was really original.
It wasn't any secret, was it?
Yeah. But she was smart enough to rephrase it so people that didn't read Napoleon Hill thought, boy, this is really original. And good.
Well, the Buddha, Christ, and all of the teachers in the past all taught us the basic principles.
Yeah.
Well, and Alan Watts once said, in the true sense of Zen Buddhism, I can just stand up in front of the microphone and tap my fan against the microphone and sit down, and that would be all I needed to say. He said, but the audience wouldn't be satisfied.
Yeah. Leave it up to Alan Watts to say something like that.